order here. I have the 17th of 2024 at 6 p.m. Present, we have Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Cook, Alderman Plutcher, and city staff. And we'll start out here with any citizen comments.
Nobody's
online. Nobody in the room. Perfect. Minutes for our last meeting on March 20th, 2024 for approval or correction.
I'm good.
So we'll go ahead and move on to new business item number one, ADM 2024-15, which is our budget report from March of 2024.
Nothing too unusual to report. Actually, some good news on the sales tax side. March allotment for municipal sales tax was just shy of $465,000, which is actually a new all-time high for the city. That represents Christmas sales tax from December of 2023. So that's about 11% increase over the prior year. So that's a good thing, and hopefully that'll continue. So same story with non-home rule sales tax. Again, all-time high, just shy of $362,000. So that's a 4% bump over last year. And income tax did very well as well, coming in over $211,000, and that's a 13% increase from the prior year. So any questions? Happy to answer.
Rusty, you got me?
Nope.
Joe?
Good.
And I believe informational item, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, perfect. New business item number two, ADM 2024-16, our treasurer report for March 2024.
So, beginning fund balance of $24,526,776, year to date revenues of $54,163,628, year to date expenses of $46,369,423. For a projected ending fund balance of $32,320,981.
Thanks. Baked in once again, getting all the numbers without tripping up. Nice job, Rob.
Thanks.
Joe, questions?
No.
Kat?
Nope.
Rusty? All right, you guys good with consent agenda?
Yeah.
On that one? Cool. Thanks, Rob.
Sure.
We got our new business item number three, ADM 2024-17, our cash statements for January and February of 2024.
So as always, we have the city's cash positions at the end of February and January 2024. The cash summary on the city's various accounts are on the first page, and the city's investments are on the second page.
Informational item. Next two are related. New business item 4A and 4B, ADM 2024-18A and B. Invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 on March and April, right?
Yeah, March 26th.
March 26th, April
9th. So as always, this is just a summary of the invoices that have already been presented before City Council between the amounts of $5,000 and $25,000. Just reviewed here. If anyone wants to discuss them, go over them. Happy to answer any questions.
Where we give you a break today.
All right.
This is number 5, ADM 2024-19, our monthly website report for March.
The report is in the packet. We are on our upswing for the year, starting with our first event. Our large event of the year is the St. Patrick's Day, which was the second largest hit on our website. And then other than that, we are still monitoring Google Analytics just to make sure that we are still able to grab accurate information off of that as they are starting to hide more and more info from the public on what's hitting our site. So you'll just see little things changing from here to there that we are unable to grab anymore. But on this report, it doesn't show. We are looking at July changes on that.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
All good. Thanks, Aaron. All right, new business item number six. I know Bart was particularly excited about one component of this. ADM 2024-20, AACVB 2024 marketing plan.
We have Court Carlson with us tonight from AACVB, and we met a couple weeks ago as a group going over the 2023 numbers and projecting forward to what we would be doing with our budget in 2024. I think we have a really robust plan this year to spend the $53,000 of tourism dollars We have used Datafy. That's what we started with last year. We're getting some really cool numbers from that. We looked at a deeper dive of hometown days last year to see if we could break down further where people are going after they visit hometown days, and it showed a high spike in the downtown area, which is very interesting to us. So that we are getting new people here, and then once they are here, they are visiting other restaurants and places of business in town, which is exactly what we want to see. And then really the only new thing, which is I believe what Bart is really excited about, is the WGN takeover, which AACBB has been a huge help in this. Caitlin Gregory is our paid person for the city, and she has done a lot of the work of coordination. We are going to be doing a WGN takeover in the month of June. This is through the radio program. We will be getting some video B-roll done in May. They're coming out to Margaritas and Mayo, and hopefully the Beach Bash, if they have time to, we will be able to use that video in future ads for the city and other things that we will have the rights to. We will also be interviewing different business owners, different elected officials. If you have not been contacted, then you will not be contacted for an interview, so you're off the hook.
Oh, darn.
Yes. But we are rapidly getting those together, questions to ask, getting everybody prepped for that. But they will be live, I think it's the last Thursday in June, is my guess.
My best estimate.
But I think that's when it will premiere. We've also put together a raffle. It's a giveaway, and I think as of this morning, we have over $3,600 worth of prizes to be given away by WGN, which is amazing. So somebody that gets that will be able to come out multiple times and use all those goodies in that basket. But really, that is the only large change from last year to this year, and then the report is in the packet, and once again, Court is here if you have any questions.
So with the Your Hometown Takeover, is this something that other communities have done in the past? Or will they
not through our office. This is the first time we've worked with a community to do this.
Okay.
Through our community partnership program. So.
Is anybody else possibly doing it this year as well?
Not that's reached out to us.
Okay.
I don't know. So this will be unique for Yorkville. So.
Mm-hmm. But
sure
in the area, the Chicago area.
I'm sure once you do it, everybody's going to want to do it.
Right.
But for now, you're the first one. So.
The river, don't you put it.
95.9?
Yeah, don't they every once in a while do it at one of our events? The Rubber Brunch. That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Solstice, maybe.
And I know they've had a booth before at Hometown Days as well. They do the Chrysler Auto Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell Scott McKay's there.
Yep. Yep. No, I was the way every morning outside.
But then if you don't have any questions, we would ask for the plan to be approved at City Council this week, and if you don't have any changes.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm
changes.
Good.
I just had a question. Since the kind of the economic impact is estimated at $1.8 million, how is that compiled, or how do you get that?
That's based on the numbers that we get. Every year we get economic impact numbers from the state of Illinois, and they get from a company called Tourism Economics. So we took that same multiplier that they put towards the countywide economic impact number for tourism, and we just applied that same multiplier to our local visitation impact as well. So we pulled those numbers that we get from the state, we put it down on a local level as well for Yorkville and this particular program that we ran.
How's the multiplier calculated?
It's based on... A lot of it is bed tax collections, and then the visitation numbers that, again, it's done through an outside organization that looks at visitation to the state of Illinois by county. But it's based on visitation to the area, anticipated spending on hotels, restaurants, you know, it's really shopping, gas. I mean, anything that relates to a visitor coming in. It's even extended expenditure, not just direct expense, but secondary expense as well.
The water part factor into that? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they would be a little plus on it.
Right, because that would definitely impact your visitation to the region and to the New Yorkville.
So how do we know that people are visiting? Are they tracking people's phones or something?
Well, we do. That's what our Datafy program does. That's how we get our numbers from Datafy. Mm-hmm. And then the state looks at it. It's based on, a lot of it is traffic patterns, again, the hotel stays. They do like credit card runs, those kind of things to see where people are spending their money and are they spending it in town or are those credit card expenses coming from outside the area. There's several different factors that go into how they track all the expenses for an impact of tourism.
How do they grab the credit card stuff?
Same way we do with our app and information, so they can, there's third-party providers who, they don't necessarily tell you the number.
You think all that stuff's tracked?
I guess I didn't realize it.
Everything we do, every time you swipe your card or you turn your phone on.
Well, I do the phone it.
So.
Well, think of how quick the bank catches it.
Yeah.
If, you know, like, the banks always were calling you right away, hey, did you do this?
Yeah.
Because even through our Datafy program, even though right now we use it more through the app system and they track everything through the apps on the phone, we can actually, there's a program that they can track credit card expenses as well. We didn't buy up to that. That's like the next level. But it's all third-party data gathering, and then they sell the information to someone like Datafy. We're not tracking necessarily how much you spend or what you're buying. It's more about where you're using your credit card. So they know, you know, if someone from Chicago is in Yorkville, they're considered a visitor then, and they can track who's spending money in local retail locations. It's crazy. It is. It's scary and crazy. But you know what? It works for us. But it's, you know, it's weird. So, I mean, really, I think that the basic premise of the plan hasn't changed. We've been doing this five, six years at least.
Yeah.
We took a year off for COVID, I think, but we've been doing it long enough. Yeah, the actual, what we want to accomplish hasn't really changed. We've been able to adjust some of our expenses and kind of reallocate some dollars from print into more digital. You know, this year obviously it's heavy into the WGN takeover, so next year that probably won't be a factor, but then we'll look how can we reallocate those dollars elsewhere. But every year we look at how we can, you know, help spend the tourism dollars and make it appropriate for Yorkville and for the visitor spending.
You are getting our catalog, right? You should.
So
yeah, I mean, I think Alderman should be getting it.
Hopefully, everybody gets our newsletters and our
I think
updates and stuff.
A long time ago, we did get that. I think way before your time, actually. I think.
Okay.
And I know it comes now, so
good.
All right, you guys, good to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right, standard agenda for this one. Does AABCB typically join us for the City Council meeting? Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm Tuesday here as well.
Yep.
That's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday at 7 p.m. That's 6 p.m. at 7.
I mean, you can come at 6. You're just that way.
Yeah. There is a public meeting ahead of time
nice restaurant.
Worst case scenario, you can
have
John's office.
There you go.
Thanks.
If you like Dots Pretzels, the mayor has a collection. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, sure.
All right, on to new business item number 7, ADM 2024-21, our YBSD Intergovernmental Agreement Amendment, and it's the third one.
Yeah, it is the third one, and this just kind of reaffirms and slightly adjusts the agreement we had with the YBSD. As I'm sure you're all aware, we've done their billing and collection as part of our utility billing process now, probably for the better part of 30 years. They recently informed me, though, that effective May 1 of this year, they want to bill themselves for commercial, industrial, and governmental accounts, so they'll leave us the residential, which is about 90% of their total bill list, so it's not like we're losing that many accounts. It will affect the budget slightly, and I did adjust for that in the 25 budget. It'll go from about $200,000 in fees to about $185,000 in fees, just to make you aware of that. But basically this agreement just says that we're going forward, we'll only do the residential billing. However, they will need meter reads from us in order to do the commercial, industrial, and governmental, so we'll charge them 50 cents a read, which is the same deal that we have with the Fox Metro, because we provide them read information as well for the homes out in Grand Reserve. You know, I extended the period of the agreement for 20 years, tried to make it, you know, generational, if you will. It's just one less thing we have to worry about expiring every couple of years, with the caveat, of course, that either party has 90 days to withdraw from the agreement with written notice. So, yeah, if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Time on that.
All right. Good.
Good. Do you guys think there's going to be any questions to the council? Or?
Probably not.
No?
I'm guessing not.
Right. I'll throw it on consent. Chris can always pull it off.
That would be the
thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
New business item number 8, ADM 2024-22, the salary ranges discussion.
So Bart gave you a little heads up on this when we discussed the budget. And now that the budget has been approved, which is wonderful, this does not affect the FY25 budget. All of these numbers are already in the budget. And this just talks about ranges. So this does not discuss any individual salaries. But we do this review every few years to make sure that all of our positions are equitable internally with our external comps, because we want to make sure that we are keeping up, of course, with the communities surrounding us so that we are able to retain our great employees, and that when we go out, when we have an opening or a vacancy, that we are in line so that we can recruit really good employees as well. So as you see in the packet, we have put all of the data together. There's a couple of different attachments that you can look through to show all of the equities and the comparables that we looked at, and then the recommendations. So you can see in the first attachment that it goes from what was in the fiscal year 24 to the fiscal year 25, 5%, 5.5% increase straight from the FY24 numbers, so adding 5.5 onto that. And then the next column is what the salary survey showed, so that's not including any increases, that's just straight from the survey of comparable communities that we looked at. And then the next column is Bart's recommendation and the reason for that adjustment range. So what we looked at, once we looked at the 5.5% increase and then the salary numbers, is we broke that, all of our positions, into ranges. So we did a director range, we did a sub-director range, looking at foreman range, and then we broke all of the other job titles accordingly by department. There's a lot of variables going on, and there's a lot of things to explain here. So, but what this does show is that we have everybody in a division, equitable with our external comps, and an increase from FY24 to 5.5%. And this is just the ranges. It is not individual salaries. Does anybody have any questions so far?
And this is only, this is not all non-union, right?
This is all non-union.
Because the union people have their
union
own.
Union have their own CBAs, yeah, and their own negotiated ranges. So while we don't need formal city council approval, we would like the city council to endorse this. So when we go out for a vacancy, or when we do have a new position, that we can go ahead and post for this range.
Do you remember the last time you did one officially?
The last official one we did was 2018.
Okay.
And that was directly tied to our budget. So since then, we have made it, it was not directly tied to the budget. It was separate from the budget. From, I believe, 2023 on, we have tied it within the budget. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, on that one. We've done any salary adjustments within the budget document. We did not do it separately.
Correct.
So we made that change a few years ago. And that was for individual salaries. Now this is just the ranges.
Okay.
And the approved budget does accommodate these, the 5.5% increases in ranges.
As you were doing the analysis, was there anything that caught you by surprise?
You can see in some of the comments on the first attachment, the internal and external equity, and the ones that say external comps, those were the ones that we were far off from.
Okay.
So the ones in the note that say external comps only or internal equity, those were the ones that have been, that we were lower than we would like to be.
Okay.
How many non-union employees do we have?
40?
Well, yeah, because all your heads aren't union. And then the police side,
Deputy chiefs. It's a deputy chief commander position, and then all of our records clerks and records supervisor.
Yeah. So there's only certain numbers of them on the police side that are union.
And then recreation too. The parks maintenance workers are union, but any recreation coordinators, preschool superintendents, foremen are all outside of the union.
Is that the same on the public works?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got any questions?
Mm. Rusty?
You good? Academy.
No. It's a lot of work this morning, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of detail.
Yeah, I guess I didn't.
And it's just something that we'll do annually. We do it on a regular basis. We don't go in this much detail, but of course we want to make sure that we're not falling behind. We're getting ahead. We want to find that sweet spot in the middle where it makes our employees happy, of course, and then not falling behind within the region.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of, I noticed a couple of some things, like I was looking at Plano.
Yeah.
They're higher than us on some things, and then they're really a lot lower on other things. And I was trying to figure the logic of that out. But
the detail is all here for you to look into if you want to take mm-hmm. a deep dive. Each position does have a spreadsheet to go along with it, including all of the data. Okay. And that's all within this packet.
Have we lost any non-union employees for better positions lately? Like, there's like, hey, it's not good enough for them.
Well, there was Tim's report. He lost a rec coordinator just today.
He did, but it was not a lateral. You know, it wasn't a lateral move, so it wasn't apples to apples necessarily, yeah. But I can't put my hand on anybody that's really said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're just so blunt.
That right,
say
yeah.
That
right, yeah.
Because you aren't paying me enough. But, I mean, you know, we lost a couple police clerks recently, the rec coordinator. And, again, that wasn't necessarily a rec coordinator. I think his duties would be different in his new job. But
and the police clerk was more destination-based. It was closer
yeah,
to
yeah, so, I mean, there's always a, you know.
Yeah.
We lost a senior planner last summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't think attrition is a huge issue. Mm-hmm. In the
I just thought we had kind of an issue with that. Officers would kind of do lateral
yeah,
and you will, yeah, so. You'll see a recommendation at City Council regarding that. So, just a little preview, we have an MOU for you to look at the next City Council meeting on Tuesday regarding patrol officers. We're amending their wage schedule and a couple other things within the CBA, simply because we are falling behind yeah. from our comparable communities and inflation. So we had a 5-year contract, and we, you know, who would have thought that inflation is the way it is?
Yeah.
So we also know that everybody has to make a living, too. So we want to make sure that it's equitable there, too.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's a 5.5% increase as well in the recommendation for the
MOU.
And it's just for the police. We are having similar conversations with Public Works.
Yeah.
We just haven't even gotten to the table yet with schedules.
And this is year what, 2 or 3?
2.
So with this change Tuesday night that we'll be discussing, then they get a, what's the term on that decision? That.
You mean 3 versus 5 years?
Yeah, what are we doing? I never heard anything about what we're doing as far as, okay, we're going to look into it and renegotiate it. So I was just curious what the length of it's going to be then after that.
It's still going to be, it's an MOU, so we're not adjusting the CBA. We're not renegotiating a CBA.
Oh.
We're just looking at variables within the document. So it's a memorandum of
Joe, you might know, because you know more about the union stuff, but if you negotiate 1 year salary, is what you're saying?
We're negotiating the wage schedule.
For the remaining of the contract.
So, okay. Yeah.
Initially, it was.
So that's 3 years.
Yeah.
Right.
It was at 3%, it'll be 5.5, 5.
They went to the table and said, this is all we're opening up for this contract. They didn't reopen up the whole document.
Right. Okay, that's what I was. Right. Then I was trying to figure out how that worked.
Right.
So it'll still remain a 5-year contract.
Correct.
Right. It'll still the end at the same day because if you would have tried to push that, then you could have gotten into a big mess.
Yeah.
We just wouldn't know what to expect.
Right. No. So yeah. So they just pulled out. From what I understand, they just pulled out the salaries. This is all we're talking about for this contract. That's it. No, like, benefits, anything.
We did. We pulled out some other things.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All for the betterment of negotiation.
Right. But, yeah, the contract lengths are still the same.
Okay.
I wasn't, like, negotiating. I'm 100% sure. I wasn't there negotiating it, so I'm not 100%
right.
sure.
But it'll come out in the packet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay. That would be interesting.
Get a little bonus for each.
Yeah. Free up.
Awesome. Are you guys good with moving this forward to the standard agenda?
Yeah.
I believe that concludes our new business. I believe there is no old business. And is there any additional business?
I have none.
Okay. No. Good.
All right. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to close at 6:27.